Hello there, we're in the Word House, House of the Rocky Nugu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
Father, we bless your name, we give you praise. As a brief time we have, let your Word comfort with fire. With hammer, let it penetrate and turn lives around in Jesus' name. Change lives this morning. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Please have your seat in the presence of the Lord. This month, our theme is goodness and mercy. I remember there's a time they will give you this number, and they say to you, if you pray this number, it's a sure bet. You know, Pastor B? You know now? They will tell you if you pray this number, these two numbers, is a sure plug, is a sure bit, it will work. Means that if goodness and mercy follows you every day of your life, is a sure bet that you will succeed. Do you believe it? Can you tell your neighbor, goodness and mercy? We follow you. And that is your sure bet. In the name of Jesus. You know, the psalm says that goodness and mercy shall follow us. Today, let me give you my outline. I told you I will try to preach a short message. I have four outline. I will try to explain what is goodness. I will not enter the Greek and Hebrew of goodness. So let's not go into it. I just explain more of what is goodness. The second one, I will explain more of mercy. Then I will tell you how to enjoy this mercy and goodness. Then I will cruise. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. And Exodus says something that it was God passed by Moses and he started giving Moses his character. God began to read out his character to Moses. He said to Moses, I am long-suffering. I'm God that is merciful. I'm God that is gracious. In me, there is an abundance of goodness. He said, I'm God that is with you. My mercy is not just for now. My mercy is for 1,000 generations. When I show you mercy, I show to what you are carrying in your lungs. I don't just show you mercy for who you are. When I look at you, I look at 1,000 generations. So he said to Moses, my mercy when it comes upon a man is not just for the man. I'm positioned the man for the next generation that is 1,000 generation. And that was Exodus. And Book of Lamentation 3 verse 22 say, we are not consumed because of the mercy of God. Not because we are smart. Not because we know how to navigate our ways. Or we know that this sometimes some businesses, when you look at the facts and figures, they are okay. You can put your money. You know the person is trustworthy. But sometimes when you enter into it, you find that the business will not work. God says when you put money and things happen, when you go this way and it looks like it's happening to you, everything is working for you and things are just feasting in, when you do one thing, there is prosperity, when you do one thing like this, there is profit, when you move like this, it's working. Don't think that other person that is not working for is a sinner. He says it's my mercy that is making sure that you are not consumed. There's a scripture we read yesterday in Matthew chapter 20. When Jesus came to them, or the Lord of the vineyard came to them at the 11th hour. At the 11th hour. And he said to them, why are you standing idle? They said, there is no man to hire us. That means they are willing to work. That God gave you a job. No, it's not because you have first class. Praise the living God. That the business is working. He said, it's by his mercy. And God said to them, go to my vineyard and walk. Whatever that I feel like, I will give to you. And they went and they walked. And when is it time to pay them? That scripture is still the bother me. I tell you the truth. It gets at the bill. That is why it's the favor of God and not God being fair. God has never said that he's a fair God. Favor is not fair. Am I communicating? How do you want to start paying people? Andy Kiki, you want to pay people? You should start with the people that start work at 8 o'clock. 8 a.m. They came early. They have been walking from morning to the 11th hour. That is the closing of the day, like 5 o'clock. If you are on dismissing time, it's 6. God just met them at 5 o'clock and asked them to go and walk. When it's time to pay, he starts with those that walked 1 hour. The race is not for the swift. The battle is not for the strong. Goodness. Let me enter goodness. My time. The word goodness. Goodness is active provision of God. The good things God bestowed on us. That is blessing. That is goodness. Goodness, God's goodness, will provide for you your needs, ensuring that you will not lack any good thing for you to fulfill his purpose in your life. God's goodness is God's hand upon your life. Psalms 139, verse 5, NIV. Let's walk this thing, so I'll show you scriptures. Psalm 139, verse 5. It says, this one, NIV, is it the new one? Give me New Living Translation. Give me New Living Translation. This is NIV. It says, you will go before me. This is Lord. That is goodness and mercy. I like what Pastor Ben preached. He said, there is one that is pursuing you. There is one that you are pursuing. He says, you will go before me and follow me. You will press your hand of blessing upon my hand. That is God's goodness. That is God's. If you put it in TPT, put it in TPT. Let's see how God's goodness. Put it in TPT. Please, media, move fast. He said, you have gone into my future to prepare the way. In your kindness, you follow me behind to spare me from the harm of my past. Because sometimes the past may want to stop God's goodness and mercy to work in your life. He says, I'm going before you, but I'm behind you as well to stop anything that's trying to stop you from getting to what I have prepared for you. That is goodness of the Lord. He said, with my hand of love upon your life, you will impart a blessing upon you. Psalm 65 verse 11. Psalm 65, we are still talking of the hand of the goodness of God being the hand of the Lord. He said, I'll crown thy year with goodness. And you didn't say amen. He will crown 2025 with goodness. He says, thy path will draw fatness. That is God's goodness. Psalms 84 verse 11. Psalms 84 verse 11. He said, for the Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give you grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. When the goodness of God comes upon you, all good things flow to you. Oh, do I have a church that believes this morning? When God's goodness comes upon you, good things just flow. Without you putting enough labor. You see, that is where you just do small and you have great results. Because hand of the Lord is upon you. That is goodness of the Lord. I put it this way. I said the goodness of the Lord is hand of the Lord. The mercy of God is the heart of God. Goodness of the Lord is the hand of the Lord upon you. But the mercy of God is the heart of God towards you. That is why he said, goodness and mercy shall follow you. When the heart of God is with you, no matter what mistakes you make, he said, I have found a man after. Can you? You are a Bible student now. Please help me. If not, I will come down there. I will put mic in your mouth and you will start preaching. He said, I found man after my. So David, he was after the heart of God, and God's heart was towards David. That means David have a credit of mercy before his sin. That was not a guarantee for him to sin. But if peradventure he sinned, that was a mercy in the heart of God before his fall. Oh, I don't know how to comment. That is why if you understand the message of grace, it's not a license to sin. But it's a way God is trying to make you understand there is no level that you will fall that can pick you up. And it's not because you start sinning, I will not go and generate mercy. He said, I have a bank of mercy in my heart towards you. And that is what God. So, mercy of God is the steadfast. I've explained goodness. Goodness is the hand of God. I've shown you scripture that shows when goodness comes upon you, the hand of the Lord will come upon you. But the mercy of God, I told you I'm not here. I know the Greek and Hebrew. I understand them. But today I'm not for inside of Greek and Hebrew. Let's do it simple. Do you agree with me? When we understand it simple like this, you see, I tell people, if you can obey scripture literally as he says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's simple. Don't look for the Greek meaning of love. Just love your neighbor as is. You know, sometimes we Christians, that is the way we behave. We want to see the context, the content, the culture, the environment. How did he say it? Just take the word literally. Thou shalt depart from iniquity. Depart from iniquity. Forget the meaning of what is iniquity. He says, he that love righteousness shall the anointing come upon him. Love righteousness. Forget to know whether this righteousness is a zoo. Leave the zoos. Just obey the scripture. Give and it shall be given. Just obey. Don't love in words only. Love indeed in action. Obey. Forget you trying to find out Venn dictionary to find the meaning of what he means. Do it on your person. Just obey. Simple. Revelation will come. That deep revelation will come. What is the essence if I stand here now? I'm beginning to tell you. Do you understand the eschatology of what mercy means when you come into the apocalypses of God and time, and you understand how will he help you? You know, sometimes Pastor Obi, when we stand here, they talk, you don't know those things. And when you tune to one TV, the man is blowing one Greek meaning and you are shaking. He said, revelation. How many? Just obey the literal word. Fathers, don't provoke your children. Don't provoke your children. Husband, love your wife. Love your wife. Wife, submit. Submit. Simple. This is not complicated. Then we are still looking for what is not there. My time is going. I don't know why I'm going like this. Chukwu, I can be focused. The mercy of God is steadfast love of God. The kindness, the compassion, especially sparing us from the judgment that we deserve. That is the mercy of God. I deserve to be a dead person. I deserve to be gone. It's the mercy of God that prevents and protected me. And say, it's not yet time. I used to say, in this town, I was a good boy. But my associates, even today, people does not believe, Pastor K, that I did not blend. People don't believe it. Because many of my friends then was number one. That is the day I was teaching my children. I said, be careful of association. Companies that you follow matters. Because of my company, when I pass Obi Road at Saturday, they will say, when will he fall? If you understand the language. If you understand it, that means you are a guy. You are not Jew. I said, why did they want me to fall? Whom did I offend? I've not killed anybody. But the only thing that I do, you can't chance me. I don't need to be high to break a bottle and design you. I'm confessing my sin so that you can see what mercy did for me. I'm telling you the truth. You know, people get high to wound you. I wound you before I get high. I'm not joking. Men that know me when I went to one secondary school, then I left a suit because I stand one day in this education hall, year one. Mombutu Seseko, Eke Mwafiadem, these are years of 2001. These are men. And they came to me and greeted me, my year one student, say, if I'm a year student that a suit is afraid of and I'm greeting you, I will tell you the name. They used to call me Ototo. That is one that is big and big. You see, I'm telling you, I would have been dead. It's mercy of God. I have to live. The day there was heat in the suit, I went on school. I came back, my fellow student said, you know there will be heat. That is why I didn't show up in school. I can plan and execute how to kill you and I will smile with you. The next day they will kill you. That is how bad I was. I was in SS1. SS3 wants to duke you. They have to consult me first. They pass SS2 to come and consult SS1. Should they do riot? Are you surprised? But teachers, we vow that Emeka is a good boy because I will stand in every assembly. I will come before 7 o'clock. I'm disciplinarian prefect. They used to have disciplinarian prefect. They used to have movement and lateness. They combined the three and give it to me. I'm telling you, the fact is there, 1998. And yet I wear nika to school. But you see me in assembly. People was wishing me dead. Even at a point, me myself was wishing myself dead. I'm not joking. You don't know what the mercy of God does. I will see my father's volume 5 and take it and I will see no sleep. I plan with a friend. We have already arranged the visa when Liberia was fighting war. So that I will enter Liberia, I will become illegal immigrant or be refugee. So that we will carry all of us Liberia passport. Simon did Niger. Simon Adoze. Simon did Niger. I tried the second one, Sail Rome. You know, there was war in Sail Rome before. I'm telling you the fact. Mercy. The judgment that I deserve. Mercy say no. The steadfastness of love of God. That does no matter how messy and dirty that I was, he picked me. I'm not qualified to stand before you. It goes by the criteria of men and qualification of men. I'm not qualified. It's his mercy that chose me. I don't want to talk. I'm not the type of person that wants to be in front of anybody. I'm a guy that least like to sit at the back, control the people in front. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a mercy. Many of you that are sitting here, it's the mercy of God that makes you sit here. I'm telling you my own secret. You are laughing. If I enter your own now by prophecy, I will tell you that some of you, why you came to this service is because you are coming from somewhere up other square yesterday night. Mercy. Mercy is speaking. Jesus. Mercy of God is that part of God's character that overlooks our limitations, provides strength. Are you getting it? The mercy of God is that part of God, character of God, that overlooks our limitations. If that is the part one, it's okay, but he now gives you strength. He looks over your limitation, but give you strength in the midst of difficulties to stand strong. So mercy does not just preserve you. Mercy positions you. It does not just preserve you from the things that should have happened, but mercy positions you for the goodness of God. The mercy of God and goodness of God is an expression. When mercy and goodness is following you, is an expression of confidence that you have, that no matter what threat or trials that comes your way or you face, there is a divine love and provision always present to help you out. That's what it means, goodness and mercy. It means there is a divine presence that will cause provision, that will cause love and compassion to always be available so that you will go through that trouble and temptation. That is the mercy of God. You know, mercy, when we look at mercy, when you check scriptures, mercy cannot stand in one leg. You hear mercy and grace. You hear mercy and truth. I tell my children, I said there is mercy and truth. You know, we are talking mercy and goodness. But children of God does not want to hear mercy and truth. That's okay. I will show you mercy, but I will still tell you the truth. But we like in church just mercy. They will tell you mercy, mercy. No, I will bring you and tell you, bros, you goofed. You messed up. There will be discipline. There will be truth. Because it's the truth, you know, that will set you free. I will show you mercy, but I will reveal the truth to you. Where you goof, this is it. I can't be showing you mercy. You are going back every day to the pit. And I'm showing you mercy. It's not affecting God. I came one day to understand that me sinning, it does not affect God. It affects me from attending to the position God has prepared for me. It will not stop me from going to heaven. The blood is working. It's me that is defeating myself from receiving, because when sin comes or you practice sin as a believer, you do it willingly. Am I communicating? So, mercy and truth, Psalms 85 verse 10. You can read it up. Hebrews 4:16, mercy and grace. Now, let me combine this in the short time I have. Okay, let me show you this. Then I will show you a case study that is very interesting. I like that man. Before I show you, how to enjoy this goodness and mercy. One, walk with consciousness that goodness and mercy is following me. Walk with the knowing, the awareness that goodness and mercy is following me. And as many of us walk like we are defeated, we are the victim. And that is the plot of the wicked one. That is the agenda of the enemy. That is the scheme of the wicked one. So, divorce will support you. Will make you brand ambassador. Will give you money to look like the man was the one that was making you not to succeed before. Now, he now looks like divorce is a colorful thing. Am I communicating? Somebody somewhere by the kingdom of darkness is sponsoring some things. Do I support violence in the marriage? No. If you beat my daughter, if you know my daughter is fair, if you beat her, I will beat you before I ask what happened. No matter how angry I am, I've never slapped my wife. Like I told you here, I know they lie. I tell you, I have slapped my laps that at a point he turned red because the hand was shaking. Am I communicating? Are you getting what I'm saying? Go with this consciousness that I'm the victor. Goodness and mercy is following me. I will not fail. I will not fall. It will work. This door will open. They will say yes to me. They will not take advantage of me. This contract will go through. Go with that consciousness that God is with me. Because when you talk of mercy and goodness, you are talking of the person of God. God is with me. Enter the office with consciousness that I'm goodness and mercy. Move like that. Whether there is money in your pocket or not. There is a way you move, money will come. I used to say to my elder brother, those years, before Abba has metamorphosis now to doing good shoes. Those days when Abba used to do shoes, when you wear it under the water, your soul will be in Ababa. Your leg is going to GRA where you lived. Do anybody understand what I'm saying? I say, bros, use that 10K. Buy one shoe. You will wear it for the next 1 year. Than to buy 5 shoes and you end up in 3 months. He always said that I have a big eye. But he does not understand. It's a mindset. It's a consciousness of who I am. I can rather wear 2 shoes. When I appear, you think I'm the son of... Short, I'm son of God. It's not. I'm son of God. My father owns everything. Sometimes when we want to describe this, he says, I look like a son of... That man is a small boy in the house of my father. Walk with that consciousness that goodness and mercy is following me. The second one, for you to enjoy, be careful what you hear. Because what you hear can determine who you become. If you keep hearing that, hey, evil is following everybody. When it comes on November, hey, Christmas, they are waiting for you in the village, they will kill you. And if you keep hearing those things, it will happen. Because it will form your mindset. And any old woman that hugs you in the village is a witch. Because you know what the devil do? He will put it in you so that those that you're supposed to help, you will not help them. He will kill your generosity because you are suspecting everybody. Be careful what you hear. Be hearing the word of God. Let faith come to you. Be careful. Paul says, they're writing in Matthew, I think, Mark chapter 4. He says, what you hear. Luke says, how you hear it. You must be careful what you hear and how you hear it. Let Facebook not be the one feeding you. You will see a lot of trouble that will tell you if you go out today, it's evil that will happen to you, no good will come to you. But he said, goodness and mercy shall follow me. As you are going out, you declare it over your life, over your children. You will be mighty upon the earth. Let what your children hearing be the word of God. So that they will have this consciousness that I'm the champion. I tell my children, no matter how what your teacher say in your class, your daddy loves you. You are a champion. This is your house. You are loved. You are great. I show them from the scripture. I say, you shall be mighty upon the earth. The righteous shall be strong. The those that know their God will be strong and do exploits. I show them from the scriptures. Be careful what you hear, you adult. When there is a conversation going on, you say, oh, it's all evil. And that, be careful. Then the next one, I'm watching my time. The third one, what seest thou? Ask your neighbor, what seest thou? You must see goodness and mercy for it to follow you. Okay, let me show you scripture. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. I'm landing there. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. Then I'll show you a case study of a man where you see the goodness and mercy of God play out. He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard it, we have seen with our eyes. You know, I can see Pastor K from here. Now, check that scripture. It says, whom who have looked upon. That means there is no more distance. There is a way I interact with goodness and mercy by seeing it. Is I can look upon it. That is where, if you can see it, that is why you can stand and tell somebody confidently, by 16th of November, there will be 10 million sitting in my account. And there is no contract you bid for. But you have seen 10 million in your account. That is the way you will see it. You will say to somebody, he says, I know what doctor said. My womb is not functioning well. But by this time next year, I will carry my child. Am I communicating? There's a way you will see it. You will see yourself. I will be doing that job in Canada by this time next year. You have to see it and look up. Put my scripture back. Put my scripture. It says, our hands have handled of the world of the life. Next verse. He said, for the life we manifest, we have seen it. The goodness and mercy that we are manifesting, Pastor Siva, we have seen it. Are you getting the scripture? I don't know how you read. We have bear witness of it. We have seen shown unto that internal life, which was with the Father and was manifest unto us. Just go to verse 5 because of time. And that which we have seen and heard, this is the message which we heard and declare unto you, that God is light. Can you wake up every morning? Goodness and mercy is following me. God is with me. I will succeed. I'm a champion. Things are working. This business will go through. In the name of Jesus. In 6 minutes, I have a friend that I like. It's a very good case study of mercy and goodness of God. Let me introduce you to this, my friend. His name is Jonah. How many of you know Mr. Jonah? Jonah chapter 3, verse 10. Then we'll go to Jonah chapter 4. We'll read from verse 1 to 11. I'm ending here. Do you know that you will see my friend called Jonah? Media helped me. When I read that book of Jonah, I wonder how Jonah. You know, Jesus, I want to compare Jesus and Jonah, but time will not permit. So let me deal with Jonah. So I like Jonah. Jonah is my guy. He said, God saw the works that they have turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil. This is Nineveh. You know, Brother Jonah? Jonah was sent to Nineveh. He was going to Tarshish. For his personal reason, he wanted Nineveh to be destroyed. I'm paraphrasing. He wanted Nineveh to be destroyed. I don't know what he has against Nineveh. Maybe Nineveh snatched his girlfriend. Somehow. I don't know what Mr. Jonah has against Nineveh. He now said, God, he preached to Nineveh by force. Nineveh now repented. And God ceased from doing what he has planned to do for them. God showed them mercy. And showed them his goodness. And that he has said that he would do unto them. He did it not. Chapter 4 verse 1. Problems start. This is where problems start with Jonah. But he displeased Jonah exceedingly. He was very angry that God had mercy on people. That God showed some people. There are some people like Jonah here. I'm not saying they're outside. There are some people like Jonah here. They are angry that God showed you mercy. When the person bought a new car, buy fuel. It's something you are doing. Am I communicating? When your neighbor buy a new car, buy fuel. You sure you are buying something? Very soon you buy the car. Can you put my scripture back? I'm watching the time, please. The next, just be going. Go to the next verse. The guy was exceedingly angry. He prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord. Was not this my saying? I told you, Jehovah. When I was yet in my country, therefore I flee before thee. I flee before unto Tarshish. I know that you will change your mind. God is changing his mind for somebody. I know that thou art gracious God. He knows. He has knowledge that God is gracious. Now see Jonah. I'm merciful. God is merciful. Jonah knows. Slow to anger, of great kindness, repentest thee of evil. He knows the CV of the Lord. The next verse. Please be going. I want to show people Jonah. Therefore, now, O Lord, take, I beseech you, my life from me. For it's better that I die than to see Obioma has the earth. I I know why I'm showing you this scripture, so that you understand that mercy and the purpose of goodness and mercy following you is not for you to obtain it, it's for you to become it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Pastor Ben put it, he said it's in you. But I want you to understand the purpose of goodness and mercy is not just for you to walk in your life. It's for you to become, because it's a character of God. It's for you to become goodness and mercy. But Jonah, he said, take my life. Then verse 4, he said, then the Lord said, doest thou well to be angry? Jonah, why are you angry? Now watch the next verse. So Jonah went out of the city, sat under the east side of the city. Then he made himself a boat and sat under the shadow until he see what become of the city. This guy is somehow, I don't know when you read it. After he has got some argument with God, though, he still went out of the city, sat down. There are people that are watching you to fall, but you will not fall. Am I preaching to somebody that is people that are alive? I said there are people that are watching you to fail, you will not fail. They are watching your children to be destroyed, they will not be destroyed. Your business will not go down. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care whether they are prophet or apostle. Anyone that rises to speak evil against you, when God says your sins have been pardoned, your curse have been lifted, you are blessed and no man can curse you in the name of Jesus Christ. No divination, no enchantment against your life. No plot and schemes of the wicked. No matter what the enemy has planned, whatever their schemes and their agenda, it shall not come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says, surely they shall gather, but the gathering is not of the Lord, that will fall for yourself. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Any tongue that rises against you in judgment, the Lord shall condemn it. He said, I will disappoint the craftiness of the wicked. I will not allow the hands to do enterprise. That is your portion. I don't care. He said, and nobody else in your head. None shall fall down without his notice. I see the Satan falling like a lightning. There shall be no hurt come unto thee. They will watch and get tired, because goodness and mercy is speaking in your life. Let me finish it. I have 4 minutes. Oh, give me my scripture. I like Mr. Jonah. He's my friend. And God, out of his own mercy, produced something that sheltered Jonah. Jonah did not put any work. God saw Jonah. Saw that sun is beating on Jonah. God provided something. A shadow covered Jonah. Jonah was delivered from his grief. He was angry. He was still grieving. God overlooked him. Mercy. Overlooked his limitations. And gave him shelter. Watch the next verse. Oh, there's human being. Oh. There is human being. God prepared a worm. God wanted to test him. And the morning, the next day, whatever God gave to him, withered. Watch the next verse. It came to pass, when the sun did arise, God, in his own mercy. You know, sometimes the mercy of God will put you in difficult places. I know I have thought that mercy of God will make you blessed. But sometimes, that trouble is the mercy of the Lord. Because if you don't come out of it, if you did not pass that exam, you will not come out. Some of the problems are not devil. I used to carry a lot of things in my head. I'm not the first one. But a lot of things, you know, when you're a pastor of the house, everything called the pastor. Everything called the pastor. I've been pastor. I moved pastor this way, pastor. One day the Lord told me, are you the one that created them? I said, no. He said, some things they are going through are the one that put them inside. He said, don't deliver the man I want to go through his own affliction. David said, I was glad that I went through this affliction. He said, when inside some trouble, temptations, be glad. Sometimes the mercy of God takes you into trouble. I know you will not like this one. You won't say amen. Put Mr. Jonah for me. He's my man. I feed Jonah this morning. And the sun came. He looks like Jonah has bad hair. And he fainted because the sun was beating his head. And he wished to die. Jonah liked dying. but he don't want to die. And it is better for me to die and to live. Jonah likes dying. I don't know why. The next verse. And God said to Jonah, do we swear to be angry for just a plant? And see what is his answer. He said, I do well to be angry. Even unto death. The next verse. And the Lord said, thou art pity for plant. He said, yes. That is what he said. Oh, yes, I have mercy over plant. Some people wish for their dog to live than for you to live. He said, for which thou has not labored, neither has he made it to glow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. Watch the next verse. God now asked Jonah, Jonah, calm down. Calm down. This is about goodness and mercy. That he blessed in Kiru is about goodness and mercy. He says, should not I spare Nineveh, the great city, which wherein are more than 6,000 score persons that cannot discern between their right and their left, even their businesses. So can't I show mercy to these ones? But Jonah said, I rather show goodness and mercy to a plant than to Nineveh. Can you ask your neighbor, are you Jonah? Are you Jesus? Let me show you one scripture about Jesus and I'll leave your face. Matthew 9:36. City of David, please help me. Matthew 9:6. It says, but when he saw the multitude, this is Jesus now, and he was moved with compassion. That is mercy. And because they fainted and were scattered abroad as a sheep having no shepherd, he had mercy. He was good. Like I said, the purpose of goodness and mercy following you is for you to be goodness and mercy to others. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. He says, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort others which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. So if I'm a receiver of God's goodness and mercy, the purpose of it is to turn me into goodness and mercy. I can show goodness to you. I will show mercy. Stop judging men. You don't know what they are going through. Can you stand on your feet? The person next to you, that person in your house, on your street, stop judging. Can you talk to the person first to know why he's doing the what he's doing? Because there is a mercy that God has shown you. There is goodness of God that is upon your life. Can you comfort others with the same goodness? Can you declare that this person, I will show him good. I will show him mercy until he become what God has destined for him to become. Isaiah 46 verse 10. Before we worship in the next 3 minutes, I want us to have small church. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 6, 9. Go to 9. It says, remember. You know, sometimes the Bible says, don't remember. He said, now remember. Remember the former things. Remember my journey with you of old. For I am God, there is none else. I am God, there is no one like me. I don't know who you are. You think God has forsaken you. The Bible says God will not forsake you or leave you. Hebrews 13 verse 5. He said he will not leave you or forsake you so that you can boldly say, the Lord is my help. Verse 10. He said, I'm the one that sees the end from the beginning. From the ancient time, he knows January to December before he puts in 2025. I don't know who you are. You desire that the car would have arrived before November, but his time is not over yet. You think the man may have proposed before now. The year is not over yet. You think the house may have been finished by now. The year is not over. They can walk day and night and the house will be finished before December. I don't know who I'm preaching to. He said, I'm the one that knows the end from the beginning. The ancient times. Can you put the scripture? Let me finish it. The things that are yet not done. Saying, my counsel shall stand. I will do my pleasures. He said, I will even send levies to come and minister to you. I will cause men to execute my purpose upon your life. Have I spoken it? Have God told you that this is your year of breakthrough? Has God told you that this is your year of amazing grace? Has God told you your perfect praise? This year you will move into this or that. Has God promised you by this year you will get this appointment? But it looks like nothing is happening. Not even contact in the face of you. Nobody to say concerning that. But you say, I've proposed myself. I've spoken it. This is your year. This is your season. This is your day. Have somebody that believe you've come into that season of your life when God will cause things. I see speed coming upon somebody. I see God executing things, cutting it short in righteousness. I see God orchestrating things. One breakthrough after another breakthrough. One success after another success. There shall be undeniable testimonies, undeniable test breakthroughs, notable breakthroughs. Men shall see and say, this is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in your eyes. Do I have somebody in this side that believe that God is in your case? Can you shout hallelujah? Oh, the way you are shouting it, you don't believe God is sitting on your case. I say God is sitting on your case. That burden is leaving you. That sickness is taken out of your body. That disease is going. Can you shout another hallelujah?
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Reverend Edwin Baebo's messages, kindly log into www.hotrenugu.org/mp3. That is www.hotrenugu.org/mp3 to listen and or to download. Truly, the word works.